You are listening to the audio podcast of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located in Long Beach, California, pastored by Eli Reynolds.
Just want to thank you for being in church today. I know Wednesday is a very busy day. You're coming from work. Day starts early and then probably ends a little late for you. So thank you so much for being in church. We appreciate it. We're very thankful for you being here, and thankful for the Keens Kids Ministry. You know, those young kids, those are the future of this church, the future of our country, and they are learning scripture, which is very important, so very proud of them. You know, kids are great. Kids are awesome. I was thinking a few weeks back, principal, he asked me to cover kindergarten. So I covered kindergarten for Miss Martinez just for half of the day, and as I was covering the class coming towards the end of the day, one of the kindergartners came up to me, gave me a note, handed me a little paper, said, "This is for you, Mr. DeHaro." So I thought, oh man, I got a paper. I did a good job. And I was a little happy. I was going to tell my wife, you know what, I got something from kindergarten. And as I opened it up later on, it had a drawing, a very great drawing, by the way. It had a drawing, and it said, "To Mr. DeHaro." And then on the side, there was another name that was crossed out. So they regifted me what they had got, but it wasn't really for me, but they decided to give it to me. But I was thankful for it. It's on my fridge now, so I was thankful for that gift. But the kids are awesome, and thankful for that ministry. Very thankful for that ministry. And as you know, Pastor, he is out. He is still on vacation. I think he's moved to Ireland. I think he's already bought his house. He's probably not coming back. But we're looking forward to having him back, so I'm the last one that you have to deal with. And then after me, Pastor will be back on Sunday. He'll be there filling in the pulpit. But I'm just kidding. I enjoy the messages from Brother Scott. Brother Josh, and then Pastor Scott, they've been a help to me, and I hope that those messages have been a help to you, and I hope the message tonight is a blessing to you as well. I do want to also say, I want to say congratulations to our guys' volleyball team. They placed second in their tournament. Yeah, we give them a round of applause. They play second in the tournament and second in league, but more importantly, their character and the way they played was just phenomenal. They played their hearts out. They did awesome. And more importantly, like I said, than winning, they showed a lot of character and sportsmanship. And very proud of them. I saw them playing, and I've been there, so I know it's tough when you don't get to where you want to be, but they played their heart out, and they did awesome. They had a lot of character. And that's a testament to the parents of the players, and also to our coaches, Brother Josh and Brother Delgado. They did an excellent job with the boys, and you give them a round of applause as well. But very, very, very proud of our boys' team, and I know the girls play this week, and I know they'll do well as well, so looking forward to that. And so they did awesome. They did awesome. Again, if you have your Bibles, Nehemiah chapter 1, begin reading at verse number 1. "And the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani," and if you're thinking, if you're one of those people that have asked, what are we naming our daughter? It's one of these four names, by the way. Just one of those four names. No, I'm just kidding. "But one of my brethren came," verse number 2, "then Hanani, one of my brethren came, and he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem." Verse 3. "And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire." Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, we thank you just so much for your blessings. We thank you for another day of life, Lord. And pray, Lord, that you would meet with us in a special way during the service. I pray that it could be a help and an encouragement to your people, God. I ask, Lord, that you'd fill me with your Holy Spirit's power. Use me in a mighty way, Lord. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. And just help this message to be a help to your people and a blessing, Lord. And I pray, God, that you'd be with our pastor as he is traveling back. I pray that you give him safety and protection, Lord. And Lord, may you meet with us this service, Father. We love you. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So just a little bit of background. The book of Nehemiah, it's the last of the historical books to be written. And it describes the incidents following the Babylonian captivity. In 539 BC, Cyrus the Great, he would conquer Babylon. And within a year, he would permit the Jews to return back to their land. And as the Israelites, they returned in three waves. And the last wave was led by Nehemiah in 445 BC. And as they returned back to Jerusalem, the condition of the city, it was in despair. It was destroyed. The walls had been broken down, leaving the city defenseless and presenting really a shameful testimony to all the other nations. And the situation, Nehemiah, he saw it, and it stirred his heart. He saw the despair that his homeland, that what it was in. And Nehemiah, he was the king's cupbearer. And the king at that time was Artaxerxes I of Longimus. And Nehemiah, he allowed Nehemiah to return back home. And he allowed Nehemiah to rebuild the walls. And Nehemiah, he saw that vision. He saw the destruction that his city was in. He saw the need that needed to be filled. And Nehemiah stepped up. He got people to follow him. He got people that would help him build that wall. And in the month, in Chislu, which the Bible says, is the ninth month of the Jewish calendar. That's for us November, December time. But under Nehemiah's leadership, the wall was rebuilt. It was rebuilt in 52 days, and he did this. It was a great task to accomplish, but yet he did it, and he accomplished it. And we see Nehemiah's success in the Bible because God gave it to him, but also because Nehemiah, he took a stand, he took the initiative, and he worked hard. But tonight, I want to give just a brief message, though, regarding, though, the team that he had. And the title, maybe you've heard this phrase, teamwork makes the dream work. And I want to just give you just a quick message about teamwork. Teamwork in our local church. So a team is defined as a group of people who perform interdependent tasks to work toward accomplishing a common mission or a specific object. So accomplishing is your first blank that you have that you would fill in. But that there are many different definitions, and you can describe a team maybe in a different way, but this is a definition that I like, and I saw it. So it's a team is defined as a group of people who perform an interdependent task to work toward accomplishing a common mission or a specific objective. If you could just raise your hand and you say you've been a part of a team before. You've been a part of a team. So it's majority of us have been a part of a team. And you know what being in a team consists of, you being a good teammate and having good teammates. And in our church, we also have ministries that Pastor has labeled as teams. And many of us in this church are in those teams. We serve in those ministries, different areas. Now, each team has different responsibilities, but we are all part of the same ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. It's all part of the same, really, the same team, and a part of God's army, part of God's team, really. And although we may have different, we may be serving in different ministries, we all have a common goal. That's the point number one. They had a common goal. And if I'll read Nehemiah 2:17, you can follow along if you like, or I'll read it. But it says in Nehemiah 2:17, "Then said I unto them, Ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach." The end part says, "And let us build up." They had a common goal. They had a common goal. Their common goal was to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. That was their common goal. They may have had different tasks to do to rebuild that wall, but the goal was to get the wall built. And for us, in our church, we may have different tasks in the nursery, different tasks singing, different tasks as an usher. But our common goal, though, is to give honor and glory to God, is to serve God, and that he gets all the honor and glory. And that is our common goal. I went to a Christian school, and the beginning of our season for our flag football team that we had, we didn't have a lot of people. And if you're looking at me, I probably wouldn't have lasted in tackle football anyways. So we played flag football, and we had a team, but at the beginning of each season, our coach would give us an index card, a pen, and he'd write down what our goal for the season was. And we'd write down on the card, we'd turn it into him. And during that team meeting, he would meet with us. And majority of times, 99% of the team, at the end of the goal was to win a championship. That was what everybody put. We almost came there, we almost won, but we got second place. We lost in the last couple of seconds of the game. But what he was trying to get us was he wanted us to have one mind. He wanted us to have one goal. Of winning a championship and working towards that. Same thing at our church. Again, we might have different goals and different ministries, but at the end of the day, we're all part of the same team working towards one goal of bringing honor and glory to God. And we must work together to achieve those goals. The purpose of our church is to reach the lost, train the next generation, what Keene's Kids is doing, fund missions, being prayer warriors, and the list can go on and on with different things, but those are some goals of our church that our church has, but it takes us working together and having that same mind. I would like to also say that it means to encourage, collaborate, and assist. We are to encourage other ministries. We are to work with other ministries, assist other ministries if possible. Just because maybe we're not in that necessary ministry doesn't mean that we can't help them out every now and then. We're still part of, again, that same team. And there was no competition amongst themselves. Nowhere do we read in Nehemiah, really, them competing with each other. They were all on the same team. And that shouldn't be, and I don't think that's the case at our church. Of maybe somebody working in a ministry and you just want to have more in your Sunday school class because you want to be higher than this class. I don't think that's the case, the spirit of our church. We have great servants' hearts here. But that should never be the case. There was no competition that they had amongst themselves. And I believe competition is good to a certain extent, but it's important that we work together as a church. And then we see the role is not bigger than the goal. Again, we all play different roles. There's different roles, and you see in sports teams, some players are tall, some players are quick, and there's a different role that each player has. And you all know, we joke around about it, I'm not a great singer, so my role is not to be up here and sing a special before the service. I will not do that. That's not my role. I have a different role. And we all have different roles, and it's our job to fulfill those roles. And if we read through Nehemiah, we don't have the time to cover everything, but there's a section where it tells you which families were working on what part of the wall, doing different things. They had a role, and they accomplished their role. They were working towards it. And then we see number two. Secondly, they faced challenges. They faced challenges. And if we read in Nehemiah 2, 19 and 20, it says, "But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, 'What is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king?' Then answered I them and said unto them, 'The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will rise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem.'" And then I'll read chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. It says, "But when it came to pass that Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake for his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, 'What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?' Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, 'Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall.'" They faced challenges. He had Sanballat, Tobiah. They were more than days what people could call them haters, but they were trying to discourage them. They were trying to mock them. They were criticizing them. And in ministry and in your various ministries that you are serving in church, you're going to have some challenges. There's going to be some hard times. There's going to be some obstacles that you are going to face. But we don't see Nehemiah quit. Nehemiah was a great leader. Even though Nehemiah and the builders of these walls, they had these challenges, they faced the opposition, the criticism, the dangers, yet they didn't let that discourage them. Sanballat, Tobias, and Geshem, they tried to discourage Nehemiah. They even planned an attack in a later on chapter. We read it, they planned an attack on them. But the Jews, they didn't give up. They kept going. They kept building. And sometimes we see in point A of number two, it says, the ones who criticize the most are ones who are usually doing the least. Sometimes people that criticize the most, they're just sitting back and they're not doing anything. Or it might not be, and I don't think, again, this is our church. It could be someone from the outside who is criticizing you, a family member, that you're working in a ministry, you're helping. Why do you go sowing on Saturdays? Why do you do this for the church? And you're going to face some challenges. You're going to face some oppositions. But it's important to not quit. And in success, it often comes in spite of difficulty. Sometimes when teams are put together, sometimes you got to go through the growing pains. You got to go through some hard times. But you got to keep going. And then see, make stepping stones out of stumbling blocks. Use them. Number three, we see they had confidence in God. They had confidence in God. And I'll read Nehemiah 2:20, which we just read. It says, "Then answered I them and said unto them, 'The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will rise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem.'" And then Nehemiah 4:14, it says, Nehemiah 4:14, I think I wrote down the wrong verse. But you get the point. They had confidence in God. God was on their side. They knew God was with them. He was there for them. And God, same God they serve is the same God we serve, and he is on our side. And Romans 8:31 tells us, if God be for us, who can be against us? And we have him on our side. And then we need to depend on God in all situations. All situations that we face, whether it be small, whether it be big, we still need to depend on God. And Nehemiah constantly, if we read through the book, constantly goes back to God, constantly knows that God is on his side. He encourages the people that God is with them. And we can have that same confidence, that same faith in God. And God, he will provide. Artaxerxes, he gave Nehemiah pretty much the tools that he needed to build that wall. And he gave him all that he had. But that wasn't really Artaxerxes. That was God using Artaxerxes. And God, he was supplying. He was providing. And we know that in reality, again, that God, he was providing for them. But because they had this confidence in God, this allowed them, point number four, they continued in their work. They continued in their work. And I believe, I think it was 2 years ago, this was our church theme, continuing in the work. And Nehemiah, read 5:16. It says, yea, also, I continued in the work of this wall. Neither brought we any land, and all my servants were gathered thither unto the work. They continued. They didn't stop. Again, because they had this confidence in God, they had this faith in God, they were able to continue. They were able to keep going. Nehemiah could have got discouraged, him and the people, and they could have quit. They could have gave up and said, what's the point of trying to build this wall? It's just broken down. We have these people ridiculing us. They're trying to attack us. There's no point. Let's just stop the work. But they kept going. They persevered through the challenges. So we have to keep going. And we see that God, he blessed their faithfulness. God blessed their faithfulness. They were faithful to him. And I think we have so many people in our church that have been here a while. And they have been blessed. And we see their faithfulness. And for me, as the younger generation, it's great to see that as an example to keep going. And they had their faith in God, and God will bless faithfulness. We've seen it many times. But Nehemiah, he was a great leader. He led them. They had so many obstacles that they overcame, but yet they were able to complete their task. Point five, they completed their task. And Nehemiah 6:15, we'll read that. It says, Nehemiah 6:15, so the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month of Elul, in 52 days, and the wall was completed. They finally finished their job, and that was pretty quick for the job that they had. They completed it in 52 days, and they were able to complete their task. But that was because even though they faced challenges, even though they had criticism, they had opposition, they had confidence in God, and they continued. Again, they could have quit somewhere along the line, but yet they kept working. They kept working and working towards their goal, and they got the job done. And in our ministries, our job's not done until we really get to heaven. But we have certain goals sometimes that we set, whether passing out tracts, different things, building projects, and it's our job to complete the task, to work towards completing those tasks. And even though sometimes it seems impossible, but until it's done, we notice and we see that God was there all along. God was there with them. And then we need to finish the job. And lastly, though, point C is all the honor and glory just goes back to God. At the end, we see a prayer of dedication that they give for the wall that they built. The job was completed. The people that were discouraging them, they had nothing to say anymore. They couldn't do anything else about it because they got the job done. They finished the work. And all the honor and glory goes to God. For our life, anything that we do, anything that we accomplish, anything that maybe people may give us credit for, we have to realize that at the end of the day, everything, all the honor, all the glory, it goes to God, and he deserves all of it. We are nothing. Just by his grace, just by his mercy, we are where we are. It's nothing. None of us are special, but it's just God that has allowed us to serve him, has given us the opportunity to be in this great church, to be a team that can get a lot done. But we must realize that God is on our side, that he, just allow him to use us as a tool. So, very quick message. I'll just review it again briefly. But teamwork, it makes the dream work. We have made, Pastor May have visions for this church, a lot of different things. But it's our job to work as a team together, not to bicker, not to argue, but to work together to get the job done. So first of all, they had a common goal. The common goal was to build the wall. We may have some goals in our church, and our job is to get the job done and have that same goal. Be of one mind, as the Bible says. And then we see, secondly, that they had challenges. They had some opposition. In life, there will be challenges. In ministry, there will be challenges. Challenges wherever you go, but you can't quit. And they didn't quit. We saw that they had confidence in God. God was there for them every step of the way. They had that faith, that trust in God. And that same God they served, the same God that we serve today. And then we see they continued in their work. They could have quit somewhere along the way. They could have stopped. They could have let the opposition destroy their spirits, but they didn't. They continued. And then lastly, they completed their task. What a great ending of the story. They completed their task. They finished the wall. They got the job done. And that's a blessing to see. So are you playing your role? Sometimes different people want spotlights, or it could be like that on a team. But that's it. We should just do our role. Do what we're supposed to. And then how is your faith in God, or how is your confidence in God? Does it waver sometimes? Know that God is in control. Know that we can trust him. Know that we can rely on him to help us out during these times. And then remember, we're all on the same team at the end of the day. We're all on the same team. We are on God's team. The last blank, we are on God's team. This is a very brief and quick message, and I hope it was a help to you. I hope it was a challenge or an encouragement to you.